Okay, we're ready for question number five, and Mr. Sharp, you'll lead off on this one. It's a two-part question. District 205 has spent millions of dollars to upgrade and renovate facilities. How is this improving education, and if elected, what kind of expenditures would you prioritize moving forward?
Well, the renovation of the buildings has been a huge help to everyone, especially the students. It's very difficult to teach in the classroom when it's 100 degrees and you have fans on every corner of the room. So it's been a plus to have a building that you can walk into that's air-controlled. Somebody with asthma, it's been much easier for me to breathe when I was in the classrooms. Same with the students. So the renovation of the buildings is something I'm very thankful for. I'm glad that that happened. I feel that we need to continue to maintain those. We need to look at every building and see if there's anything that we're forgetting, making sure that we take care of those issues. As far as the students, when you get into a classroom and they're able to use their technology based on the things that's been upgraded in their building and they can get online very quickly, when you have a classroom of 25 students, you need that technology there. So when we upgraded the district, they helped implement the ability to reach the Internet a lot faster for everyone. So there's so many different things that I could go into, and I don't think 30 more seconds would allow me to let you know how happy I am that we're sitting in a nice facility right now.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Cervantes.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. This District 205 has spent millions of dollars to upgrade and renovate facilities. How is this improving education? And the second part, if elected, what kind of expenditures would you prioritize moving forward?
Okay. We did spend millions of dollars. However, we did so without raising your taxes at all on our end. And I think that that's important to know, because what we were able to do over the past 8 years is listen to the needs of the community through our community forums. We were able to renovate our buildings and fulfill promises that had been made to this community over 15 years ago to make sure that our buildings were usable, accessible, safe for our teachers and our students. And I think that it allows everyone to have a better feeling about what they are able to accomplish. If you have not checked out our culinary classrooms, you should do that. This wonderful auditorium, we have the ability to offer our students the capacity to do some really neat and cool things because we've been able to make these decisions over the past few years. And now it's important for us to maintain those. Right, wrong, and different boards prior to us were unable to do that. And it will be incumbent upon the next seven people, whoever that is, hopefully I'm one of them, to continue to maintain our building so that we don't find ourselves in a position where we have to spend multi-millions of dollars to make sure that our buildings are where they should be for our teachers and our students.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Rodriguez?
When I got on the board 4 years ago, the building projects were just starting, and that was one of my main things, that I wanted to be a voice in where my children would go to school for the rest of their lives. I wanted to be a voice so that they had that safe, clean technology that they could use to excel in any path that they chose to excel in. All of the great things that we have done, like Member Cervantes said, we have done without raising taxes. And I think that that is a huge accomplishment for what we have done, and also have done it during a pandemic. We are very proud of our facilities, and I hope that you guys all are as taxpayers, that when your kid gets to come here and go to an automotive class over at the new GAVC, or your kid is a Bright Futures and gets to go to a brand new preschool and have a indoor playground with endless possibilities to learn and STEM from, that those make you guys proud. To furthermore, we also need to make sure that we're keeping up on them. We aren't going to build these nice million-dollar facilities and let them go to waste. So I hope that we keep doing what we need to do and do our due diligence to the community for those.